This is Dr. The Vedic Tatting consultation on James, J-A-M-E-S, last name Holdman, that is H-O-L-D-N-E-R, Holdner, sorry, not Holdman, Holdner. His date of birth is July 5, 1940. Patient seen today for VA health clinic, and especially for Dr. Neka, N-E-K-A, Doris, D-O-R-I-S, Enya Ugo, N-E-K-A, sorry, Doris, D-O-R-I-S, and Enya Ogu, the A-N-Y-A-O-G-U, A-N-Y-A-O-G-U, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 82-year-old white male comes here for evaluation today. He does not smoke, does not drink. He denies any drug allergies. He used to see Dr. Pamela Cruz, C-R-U-Z, in Louisville as a primary care. However, he has switched his care to VA clinic now, and hence he says he has been seeing you. His main symptoms today is unsteady gait. He's says he has difficulty maintaining balance, and he also feels his memory is gradually going down. He also is here because he has had malignant melanoma diagnosed, and he has received partial treatment, but he is here now to re-evaluate, restage it, and subsequently treat her malignant melanoma, which he says was diagnosed in the brain in July of 2022. New paragraph. The patient has multiple medical problems, which includes hypertension, he is on diltiazem, history of coronary artery disease, also managed by medical approach, history of hypothyroidism, for which he is on levothyroxine. He also has history of depression, for which he is on sertraline, and he also has history of Barrett esophagus, for which he is on omeprazole. His past surgical history includes craniotomy in August of 2022 for removal of a lesion from the temporal area, which was a melanoma. The patient also had several melanoma removed from the left side of the chest as well as face. He had cholecystectomy in the past, left knee, total knee replacement, history of coronary artery bypass in 2011. He also has cardiac stent, a valve clipped in July of 2022, and cataract removed. New paragraph. As far as the melanoma goes, he says that he did have some skin lesions before, but when he developed the tumor in the brain, he had right temporal area's tumor removed. He said he also had a small one in occipital area, which was being followed and was discovered subsequently after the craniotomy. Following craniotomy, he had radiation therapy. I think it was gamma knife. He does not clearly is very clear about it. But according to him, it was a limited radiation therapy. Subsequently, patient was seen by Dr. Kakani in Flower Mound. Dr. Chandana, Chandana Kakani, Kakani, and she started him on ipilimumab with nivolumab. He received 3 cycles. He was supposed to receive the 4th cycle in December, but he has not received that cycle. The staging of the melanoma was stage 4 melanoma with symptomatic brain metastasis. TMB was 37, BRAF was mild, PD-L1 was 40% positive. New paragraph. According to him, he has the lesion in the chest growing. However, last CT scan was in February, and he does not seem to have a copy of it. New paragraph. Physical exam, he is very pleasant. ...82-year-old white male, 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing 206, blood pressure 133/70. Is normocephalic, ICNT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. He did have a PET CT scan which was done in January, which did show mild uptake in the mediastinal lymph node, although less than before. Other than that, it looked fine. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1. Malignant melanoma with brain metastasis, status post craniotomy and radiation. Status post stereotactic radiosurgery to a subcentimeter lesion in right occipital lobe, and radiation to the operative bed plus margin, completed in October of 2022. History of seizure disorder, for which he is on Keppra 500 BID, BPH, hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Recommendations. to stage the disease at this point, since the last treatment was more than 6-7 months ago, we'll go ahead and order a MRI of the brain and CT scan of the chest. Once available, we can make further recommendations. Patient wants to complete his last cycle of EP-NEVO, which we will do it as soon as the restaging information is available. Thereafter, we could treat him with single agent NEVO or Keytruda. We will decide that once we have the CT and MRI results. Thank you for your referral and continued support. This is consultation on James Holdner, H-O-L-D-N-E-R. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Anyaogu, A-N-Y-A-O-G-U, at Denton VA Clinic. Thank you.